The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were once in years. Once, when he was serving as priest, in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by Lord to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And when you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He returned many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to burn the hearts of fathers towards children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to you to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Gospel of the Lord. So the birth of John Baptist is a miracle. By the time of Paul, the people is really waiting for the second coming of Christ just a few months, a couple of years. That's why St. Paul to the Hebrews says, "He who is to come will not delay." So this passage is not the first coming. They all realized Christ has come. But this time, the second coming. And every year we celebrate the birthday of the Lord. in order that remind us that we come again in His glory when we don't know. But Jesus promised He will be with us until the end of the time. So today is different from the Old Testament. Old Testament, they still wait for the Messiah. Today we had the Messiah, but He will come again when we don't know. But Jesus admonished us already, live well every present moment, live well every day, present days, not tomorrow, not yesterday. He knows that we have to carry our own cross. He brings us life, freedom, but not without the cross. So He is the first one to live, you know, example for us on a daily basis to fulfill the will of God the Father for each one of us. It's different, but it's always there's peace, but always that is something we have to carry on, the cross. So at times we were desperate, we asked for so many favors from the Lord and as if not listened. It's not true. He will give us the best. Whatever is given to us is the best for our soul, not only for material goods. At times we suffer, but suffering is a time that we share the will of God the Father, so that we be one with the Lord, so that Jesus gave us His body, His word, so that we can live on a daily basis the life of Christ, with His life, the body of Christ in us, with His thoughts, His words, so that whatever we do, what Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.